Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, good morning. Sorry about that. It took a few minutes to log on. I was having some technical difficulties with my computer. But, yeah, hopefully it's a good show. Yesterday, I was supposed to come on yesterday morning, but I was a little bit tired, so I was like, let me reschedule, and I'm trying to get, I'm emailing Vex, I'm trying to get him in the chat room, so I realized that 4:30 is not the best time for most people. I mean, I'm a night owl, so it's okay with me, so it's funny when you try to collaborate with other people around this time. But yeah, 4:30 is my thing, so I mean, for a little bit, I'm going to play a little bit of song, and then I'm going to get into checking on the callers and see where you guys are at this point in your life. And I think whatever is on your mind, if you want to talk about, if you don't have a particular question, we could jump right into your holiday of what your Christmas may hold for you. Okay, so I'm going to play this song. It's not going to be very long, maybe like a minute. I'll play Daylight, and then, yeah, I'll take the first caller. Combination of another deck for more clarification. And that deck is just kind of like the family deck. It's another type of nature. I want to say it's like an oracle deck. So it just gives like better like personality, I guess, aspects. So I'll use that in, like, combination. See how that works out. Okay, so let me take the first caller. Okay, caller 267, you're on the air.
Oh, good morning. Good morning, Joy. This is Dez.
How you doing, Dez? How you doing this morning?
I'm good. Okay. How have you been?
Last time we talked,
it was Thanksgiving.
That
actually went pretty well. I linked up with some families and friends and whatnot, surprisingly. You know, and I actually did have a good time.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that. So your holidays went pretty smoothly?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely did. You know, I have a new question if you're ready for the tarot questions.
Okay, sure. I was just about to ask you if you wanted to answer your own question, or if you didn't have a question, you can always ask about your upcoming holiday. But since you have a question on your mind, go ahead, shoot. What's your question?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have an important test that I want to take, and it seems like it's very hard to prioritize time for it, and I have these new endeavors going about, so can you just give me some insight on what I can do to really, nail both objectives down, or if I'm even in the state of mind to even get it down right?
Okay, you have a test that's upcoming, an examination?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you want to know how well you're going to do, or... Are you, okay. Okay, so it looks like, Okay, this examination, you have gotten the Page of Stones, the Lynx character. This is a person who's, right now, at the time of your life doing this examination, you're pretty playful. You're approaching it like a youthful person. But
mm-hmm.
I guess you're not really sure of how far to go with it. You're kind of being careful of approaching this examination. You may feel like it's a little bit beyond you. You know, at this point, like, it's kind of intimidating. So you're carefully approaching this examination. But you can be kind of impulsive maybe, like, in your study habits. Maybe you're not that consistent. Maybe you're not really consistent with your study times. So this is something that is a challenge because of the nature of who you are right now with this examination. Okay.
Yeah, I can.
Okay. It seems like, though, in the recent past, you were a little bit better with taking examinations or just better all in general in your studies. You got the stag card, number 8. That's usually a card to symbolize, like, your balance with the world, your
uh-huh.
ability to be who you are, but also not kind of be, like, how should I say, like, a pushover. You know what I mean? You were more down to business. With that examination or just, like, you know, the
mm-hmm.
school in general, like, you were just better at your studies. Like, something just kind of put you off focus to get you into the Lynx mode right now. And so let's look at your immediate future. Okay. Let's see. You have the Ancestor card. Okay. That usually is a card to denote, like, faith, like a spiritual type of card. It looks
mm-hmm.
like you're just going to have to, like, you know, just believe in yourself. Either if you don't have anyone like a mentor in your background helping you, I don't know how you feel about prayer. I mean, because that's what this card kind of suggests is like, you know, just to kind of just have like, because all the stress and tension doesn't really help someone really to do anything. So, I mean, it's a good reminder of the stress, but you don't want to keep having like this anxiety when you take your test. So, yeah, just, like, pray. If you have, like, an aunt or uncle or a grandparent type person to try to, like, soothe your emotions right at this point. If not, this card
mm-hmm.
usually suggests, like, faith, like, whatever you believe in, kind of getting into your spirituality to kind of alleviate the anxiety. So I would suggest prayer for you, just to kind of like give your worries to the heaven and just, you know, just know that it's being taken care of. Yeah, let's see. Yeah, and yeah, with this exam too, I feel like, because I pulled from another deck to get some more clarification, you got the Initiator card. This is usually a card that's kind of like, I feel like manifest your own destiny. And in line with your question about the examination, you will do well with this examination if you just put the effort into it. You got to, like, calm your lynx down. Your lynx is too, you know, your animal side right now is just too playful and not enough disciplined. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So it seems like it would go well for you, like almost the Initiator is a good card from the other nature deck to say, like, you can achieve what you want. It's kind of like you can make your – it's like you can create your destiny. Like, you can make your life happen the way you want. It's all about, like, force. It's all about, like, your creative will. So if you got time to study and you're like, you know what, I'm going to set myself down, discipline myself, like, this hour I do this, you know, the next hour I take a break, that kind of thing. If you do that, you'll do well with your examinations. But that's only if you get yourself under control, like, discipline your study habits. And then you want to pray to get rid of those worries and anxieties to leave your energy, you know, unblocked. So that's what I would advise you to do.
Okay, that sounds good. I'll try to keep that in mind this week.
Yeah,
I'm not
helpful.
Normally one for prayer, but that seems like it'll have some type of benefit for me.
Right. I mean, whatever your spiritual system is, that particular card kind of, you know, and if you don't have a spiritual system, that card, if you want to think about mundane, like it could be related to like an aunt or uncle or someone you respect or a grandparent or, you know, one of your grandparents. It's kind of like an older wisdom type card, like learning from like generation, you know, like tradition and stuff like that. So maybe if you didn't even have that, maybe you could find somebody who has taken your examination before and learn from them, kind of thing. You know what I mean? Find somebody who's taken it before or someone you respect in your class and just see what they do. You know what I mean? See what their approach to studying is.
Okay.
To give you more of a practical sense.
Okay.
Yeah, I hope that was helpful.
Thanks, it was.
Yeah, okay. I see there's someone in the chat room. So, Vex is supposed to be in the chat room. Okay, so what I'm going to do, so since I've answered your question, I'm going to move right along to the next caller. I'm going to put you on mute, and I'm just going to briefly remind Vex to get in the chat room because I think there's someone in the chat room. Let's see. Yeah, someone has a question in the chat room. So you could just ask your question, this person, just ask the question in the chat room, and Vex should be in the chat room. If not, I'll just casually go back in the chat room just to check how everyone's doing. If you want to ask a question in the chat room, just kind of like ask your question in the chat room in an orderly fashion, please. All right, let me go back here. Let me let in the next caller. Okay, caller 219 area code. How are you doing?
Hello.
Hi. Did you want to ask a question?
Yes, I do. I have a question about I've been seeing this guy for 3 months, and I'm wondering if it's going to be leading up to something more.
Okay.
And also if he is really into me.
Okay. I guess you want to know where this relationship stands.
Right.
Okay. Okay, may I have your name?
Oh, Liz, L-I-Z.
Okay. Okay, Liz, let me just shuffle the decks for you, okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So Liz, so these are, you know, for the other nature deck that I'm using today, this morning, I got the tracker card for you, but it was like upside down. So maybe normally you're good at getting the guy that you're the type of person that's good at getting the person that you want. But at this time, it just seems like your powers are just kind of like in the back of root of your mind. So maybe this relationship has you kind of like really stuck right now. Because in the Wildwood deck, for your current situation, you got like the Rest card. So maybe this person is just like, you don't get them, or you're trying to understand them, and it's making you mentally fatigued.
Yeah, very much so, yeah.
Yeah, you got the Four of Arrows, the Rest card. It's usually something when, like, you have light on your mind, and it's either mental strife or it's more like emotional strife, but either or you're just really, like, tired. Like, you're really, like, exhausted right now. So you just kind of been, that's just kind of, like, where you're at right now. In your recent past, though, it looks like this relationship, this person is kind of like a fresh person, someone who maybe you do have like this idea, okay, he could be the one, because you got the Shaman card, and the Shaman is usually like the start of like something new, but like the type of newness is like, when you get the Shaman card, it's like just kind of like inception, like this new person in relation to your question, like this person that you know, maybe you haven't had in your life, like this maybe a guy that you haven't really, his qualities you haven't really dated before, so this may be entirely a new, different type of direction for you, like the kind of guys you're into maybe, and you're just kind of like intrigued, like okay, this could be something.
That's what I think, yeah.
Yeah, let's go to your immediate future. Now, your immediate future, it looks good. I mean, you have the Five Vessels of Ecstasy. And this is a card that usually, I mean, she's kind of belated with, like, this emotional spirituality, in a sense. Like, this relationship is going to give you, like, this high sense of, let's just say, like, the best of the best of emotions. You got, like, emotion and fire, like, the water and fire elements really go well with this card. You're going to be, like, not only emotionally satisfied, but kind of, like, on a spiritual, if that makes any sense to you, like enthusiastic type of emotion, like elated, like that's your immediate future with this person that you're dealing with.
Okay.
Yeah. So I mean, that's the relationship, and you want to know. Let's draw another card for like energy. Okay. So the energy. Okay, so just to get further clarification, I just drew two more cards. Okay, so it just seems like this relationship that this guy that you're dating, it requires a lot of work. It's kind of like a burden to you. You got the symbols of responsibility. But this card, though, like I feel like you know that he's worth it, because this card suggests that. Like you do all this work that seems like it's really draining you, and but you see, like, if you go through this work and you stick with it, there's like a good reward at the end of the tunnel. Like he's coming up this mountain to join his friends. It's like you know something good is waiting for you if you just stick around with this guy. And I feel like that's what is going to be your immediate future. You know, you continue to be with this guy. I think you should, you know, definitely have like some kind of romantic encounter coming up, because it looks like you're just feeling really high. Like, you're really into this spiritual emotion right now with him. I mean, he's going to make you feel, like, you know, like, okay, validating why you spent so much time on him. Like, he's going to make you feel like it's worth it. Yeah, so you will actually be better positioned in the immediate future, because the Moon of the Water card actually came upside down, which in a way is kind of good, because the Moon of the Water card is a card that suggests, like, you constantly thinking about this situation, which I see in your current situation now. It looks like it has made you tired from, like, constantly thinking about, like, okay, you know, is he into me? Maybe is he isn't into me? Like, I don't know. But in your immediate future, something's going to happen where you're just not going to even, like, really be concerned with that so much, which is good. You're going to just experience, you know, like his feel, you'll know what his feelings will be, and it's going to make you happy. Like, it's going to be like a resolution of some sort.
Good, good, good.
Yeah, like right now he's got you like really thinking, like, I mean, it's to the point where it's making you exhausted. Like, he's really like up all night just thinking about, like, does, you know, where is this going kind of thing? Is he into me? And
right.
it's making you mentally tired. It's making you like spiritually tired. You know, all of this, you know, worrying about him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, yeah.
Yeah, I would just, yeah. That card definitely suggests, with everything that I'm seeing, Liz, I think you should definitely just take some rest and just, you know, have like a full hour of sleep, like say 7-8 hours, whatever type of hours that really is best suited for you, and come into the situation brand new and refreshed. And then you'll be able to like let things flow. Just remember to get the appropriate rest and just like, I'm going to approach my day and just flow, and then let it present itself. Like, you know what I mean? You'll be able to find out where he stands, and everything like that immediate future will come much quicker if you definitely take that advice and just kind of just relax and get enough sleep. That's what these cards are saying, that you need to get some rest, cause, and stop thinking about it so much and just kind of like let it happen.
Okay, great. That's great.
Yeah,
thank
I hope
you.
That was helpful for you. Does that make sense? Because you got the tracker card too in another deck. Like, are you the type of person that like you see someone who you like, and you're really good at like getting the person that, like, say if you see someone, and maybe this card even suggests you could be the type of person to come up to a guy and ask him out, like maybe before, that's just something that you're really good at, but right now you're just like, this one that you're dating is just like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. That's the way that card is right. That's the way I am.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, since the cards suggest, yeah, it's not to worry. It looks like your immediate future is going to be a good one. The Five Vessels of Ecstasy, she's just really having a good time with her emotions. It's like a combination of water and fire. Like, he's got, like, this spiritual, like, type of, like, emotion. Like, I don't know, he just makes you feel, like, just, like, spiritually high, this person. You know, that's
mm-hmm.
what's coming up for you in the future.
Oh, that's good news. Right.
So I don't know if he already makes you feel like that and it's going to come around again, but it definitely looks like that's going to be waiting for you.
Yeah, that's what I was waiting on, the spiritual side. Okay, right.
Okay. I hope that was helpful for you.
Oh, yes, it cleared up a lot of stuff.
I mean, did you want to ask anything else?
I don't know if it's too soon to...
Well, what I was going to do is, if you want to ask a question, because we're running out of time, but I do have the chat room up, and I hope Vex is getting to people. If you guys can't hear me anymore, I'm just going to play some music. So last time, BlogSpot gave us like 10 minutes, which is crazy. So I'll just play some music and, you know, just go to the chat room, and we'll you know, I'll just join Vex, and we'll just be answering more questions. But definitely...
Okay.
Definitely why I have you on the phone, Liz, if you got something on your mind. Do you want to just see how he feels about everything?
You
want to see his, like, his energy?
His energy, yes. Especially because he's out of work, and I'm wondering if he'll find work again. That's my main concern.
Okay. Okay, it looks like the whole out of work thing is like bugging him. He has like the Journey card, and it's usually a card to note and just kind of have to stop and reassess who you are at this moment in time. And it looks like you said he just lost a job too, because he has the Stag. He's normally like the Stag, but his Stag is upside down in the current situation. He's just kind of like maybe feel not as empowered as before, but in his immediate
mm-hmm.
future, he'll get his power back. He'll be working on trying to get this inner strength, this inner fortitude, because he's got the Woodward card, which is a good card. So he may not have much energy in the immediate future, but he will definitely be working with balancing, and that's definitely him working back to get his strength back from maybe currently how he normally is. So it looks like it's going to be a process for him. Like, he's just going to have to take it in stride and take his time.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I was just, it looks good for him. He's just going to, for him, it looks like, though, he's going to have to take it one step at a time, because it looks like he's not going to be able to bounce back so well, if that makes any sense. These cards kind of suggest, like, a gradual, you know, a gradual type of repairment.
Okay.
Yeah. Because normally he's someone who's able to deal with the world. He's pretty well-rounded. You know, he's got the stat card. He knows how to deal with things. But the situation has kind of made him blocked in a way, like not realize, you know, being able to realize his current self, his power. Yeah, because the journey card is definitely a card that signifies a spiritual journey. It's, you know, like he has to, like, recess his whole view of looking at the world because he's been let go from his job. Like, that kind of makes you really, like, question, like, you know, why did I get fired? You know, do I need to do something else? Do I need to be a different type of person? So he's kind of, like, in that type of thinking right now.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so when you're around him, you know how, like, to approach him. And, you know what I mean? If anything, like, you feel like can be, like, inspiration or muse type around him, that definitely be beneficial, because right now, like, he's really trying to build back up to even just maintaining, like, he's really trying to build his energy back up to a balance. So you can definitely help him with, like, energy just by being, like, you know, like a good, you know, just like, you know, kind of like give him some positivity every once in a while. That helps everyone in those type of situations, just being positive, like, you know, you'll get something else, you know, that kind of thing.
Okay. Yeah, I understand. Yeah, he needs that too. Okay. Like,
yeah,
thank you
I hope
so
that
much.
Was. You're welcome. I don't know. I hope that helps, Liz. I'm gonna try to take someone else. I don't know. You know, we may all get cut off, but in which case, if the chat room is still not open, then I'll just, you know what? I'll try to do a morning show tomorrow just to make up for Sunday, because I was supposed to be on Sunday. So if you guys want to call back tomorrow morning, I swear, I'll be up tomorrow morning. So this will be good. Okay. So if you guys got further inquiry.
Okay.
So I'm going to put you on mute, okay?
Okay.
I hope that was beneficial for everyone. I got, like, one last caller I'm going to try to take you. I don't know if you're in the chat room, but caller 808, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing, girl?
I'm fine.
You're doing really good. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah. We got to hurry, though.
My question was about love. So if you want to read about that, that'd be awesome.
Okay. Just love currently in your life right now. Okay. What's your name?
Yeah. My name is Ku'u Leilani.
Can you pronounce it one more time?
Ku'u Leilani.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's Hawaiian. It's like five syllables.
Okay.
I didn't get to go to kindergarten recess because my name was so long.
Just for brevity and just, I'm not really good with names. Can I call you Kule?
Yeah,
is that okay?
Of course.
Okay.
You can just call me Kule if you want. It's all good.
Okay, good. Okay, you want to know about your love situation right now. Okay, so it looks like right now, maybe you haven't been doing so well with love. You got, like, the exploitation card. Like, someone's been biting off more than they can chew with you, Kule. Like, emotionally, you just, like, I don't know if you're coming out of a bad relationship, but it's just
mm-hmm.
not looking good for you
mm-hmm.
right now.
Yeah, you nailed it. Yeah.
Okay. It looks like. And then in the other deck, you normally have like a poet type archetype, but it's upside down. So usually when it's upside down, it's like that means like we're blocked. So normally you're really good like artistically, poetically, just the way you approach
yeah.
life is spiritual. But right now it's just not so much because of your current situation. It looks like before in the past, maybe you might have had someone to teach you about relationships, you have, like, the Ten of Arrows of instruction. So I don't know if you have, like, a bigger sister or, like, an older woman in your life that kind of helps you with men. But maybe then, the advice wasn't working so well because, like, you're questioning now because you have, like, this exploitation card that's coming up in the middle. Like, someone's been draining your emotion and your resources, and it's just they haven't been – you're waiting to be given some type, you know, of closure. You're waiting to get something back from it. And I do see that. I do see that you are going to be replenished in your near future. You have the Six of Bows, the Abundance card. It may take you a while to get to some abundance or even for you to realize that it's there. But it looks like it's going to, in your immediate future, you're going to have more, like, well more than what you had before. Like, you're going to be replenished back all of this abundance. But it looks like that you might have to actually find it, you know what I mean? Or, like, just to be aware that it's there. Because
right.
A lot of times when this card comes up, people will have abundance, but because they're so stuck in the past moments, they don't, you know, look around them and see, oh, my goodness, like, I have abundance. Like, maybe there's someone new in my life or, you know, family and friends is just awesome right now. Like, they don't really recognize it because they're so trapped in, like, a past moment. But that's what that card usually means.
I
like, you're going to have the abundance,
yeah.
But you're going to have to look around and be aware, like, all right, what's going on for me today? Like, I understand yesterday, but what's going on for me today? Like, how am I feeling today? You just have to remember to look in the present, and then you'll see this abundance waiting for you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that very much, and I hope you have a Merry Christmas, and thank you for the reading.
You're welcome.
And many blessings, and aloha from Hawaii.
Oh, you too.
Oh, thank you.
I'm so glad I got a call from Hawaii. You call back tomorrow. I'm going to do this again 4:30 tomorrow because I wanted to, like, help people out with their holidays, but I understand, like, I haven't been doing this for a minute. So tomorrow, like, we can see what your holidays is going to look like because I wanted to do, like, a holiday, like a Christmas type thing, so... Definitely. If you got more questions about this.
All right, well, if I can make it, I will.
Yeah.
That sounds good. All right, thank you, girl. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, Cooley. Nice talking to you. That was excellent. Mm-hmm. Well, I hope that helps everyone. I'm going to play some music to give people time in the chat room if you guys are still talking with Vex. Just to be clear, like, I try to do this show now with Vex, so if I don't get to everybody, he can be in the chat room. But I'm going to play some music to give everybody some time. And when the show's over, yeah, tomorrow morning, 4:30, I'm going to do this again. It should be interesting because I haven't done the tarot reading on Tuesdays, but maybe my energy will be complimentary. So definitely we can check on further with your issues and see what's in line in store for the holidays. Okay. So I want to play this song. Okay.
Provide a friend.
4:30 is a hard time for people, but definitely I'm working on something, trying to do something later, like at 1 p.m., so like 4:30 and 1 p.m. That's in the works because I know a lot of people, this is kind of early. But stay tuned for tomorrow morning. If you can't, then listen on the archive. It's going to be real good. So take care, everyone.